This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Belton. The United States Embassy in Beijing says it condemns a Chinese court sentencing of Canadian Michael Spavor to 11 years in prison for espionage. In a statement, the embassy said Spavor and another detained Canadian, Michael Kovrig, should be released immediately. China and the United States view the case as part of a wider diplomatic issue with China. Canada and the United States, rather, view the case as a part of a wider diplomatic issue with China. The U.S. Embassy statement said proceedings against the Canadians are an attempt to, quote, use human beings as bargaining leverage. Spavor's sentencing comes as lawyers in Canada representing the detained CFO of Chinese company Huawei are trying to convince a Canadian court not to extradite her to the United States. North Korean state media reported Wednesday that a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Jong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to Pyongyang's goodwill with hostile acts. He spoke a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills this week. And South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download to your phone or tablet. This is VOA News. South Korea's health minister said Wednesday the country reported more than 2,200 new daily COVID-19 cases. That's a record since the pandemic began last January. The country's grappling with its worst COVID-19 outbreak to date. The health minister said infections have spiked due to the spread of the more transmissible Delta variant and a rise in domestic travel over summer, despite having tough distancing measures in place for over a month. South Korea has been struggling since July to tame outbreaks, first largely in metropolitan Seoul, that have since spread nationwide. Only 16% of South Korea's 52 million people have been fully vaccinated, while 42% have received at least one dose. The government's target is for 70% to have received at least one shot by September. The deeply divided U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an infrastructure bill designed to invest $1 trillion in improving the nation's roads and bridges, improving access to clean drinking water, and providing broader access to broadband internet. In response to that vote, U.S. President Joe Biden said, "Today we proved that democracy can still work." The legislation now goes to the House of Representatives, who will deliberate it next month. Approval of the bill in the House is uncertain. Some progressive Democrats say the bill ought to include more funding. But the president hailed Tuesday's action as moving a step closer to what he called a once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's infrastructure. If approved, the package will initiate one of the biggest public endeavors in the United States in decades. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation Tuesday over allegations he sexually harassed at least 11 women. The three-term governor said his resignation would take effect 14 days after the announcement. His resignation comes as the state legislature mounts a campaign to remove him from office by impeachment. Cuomo continues to deny he intentionally disrespected women and that allegations against him were politically motivated attacks. Cuomo will be replaced by Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former member of Congress. She'll be the first woman to serve as governor of New York. And the Ethiopian government appealed Tuesday for its citizens to join the military to fight the Tigray People's Liberation Front in the embattled Tigray region. The appeal from Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's office follows the government's unilateral declaration of a ceasefire in June as its military retreated from Tigray. Again, more on that story at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.